my mind, I feel around and find you are no longer where you used to be. Accept the love you offer to surround me with, and anything you ask of me, I'll give.
Mi wo ham yo. 돌아선 너를 기다리며 쌌다가 부수고 또 싸운 너를 사랑했었다고 이루어질 수 없는 사랑이었기에
늦기 전에
take a chance with me. When you move it like that, I can just fall in love with you.
Love to. ya te extraño menos, aunque siempre me hagas falta. Ya perdí toda esperanza, aunque sin querer te espero. El recuerdo es una danza que nos tiene dando vueltas. El viento arrastra sus nubes, así arrastro yo mis penas. Cada día te extraño menos, aunque siempre por un rato. Me lamento por tu abrazo, más lejano todavía. A veces creo que es mentira, cuánto yo te habría querido si me hubieras hecho un hueco en tu corazón herido. Ya me canso de cantarte, pero no tengo otra forma de saber lo que le pasa a este amor que no se borra. Ya me canso de escribirte y no tengo otra manera de entender que cada día te extraño menos. Que me duela, cada día yo miro al cielo, por más gris que me parezca, por si una lágrima besa mis mejillas en su anhelo. Mejor pensar que es la lluvia y que llorarte se hizo viejo. Vieja se hizo la costumbre de pensar en tu regreso. Ya me canso de cantarte, pero no tengo otra forma de saber lo que le pasa a este amor que no se borra. Ya me canso de escribirte y no tengo otra manera de entender que cada día te extraño menos, aunque me duela.
Que se quede el infinito sin estrellas, o que pierda el ancho mar su inmensidad, pero el negro de tus ojos que no muera, y el canela de tu piel se quede igual. Si perdiera el arco iris su belleza, y las flores su perfume y su color, no sería tan inmensa mi tristeza.
And we have half an hour before we jump into Science Friday. And what better way to spend it than with our very own Taylor Heckert?
Thank you. Whoa, that was such a nice introduction.
You know, I'm in a good mood.
Me before Science Friday, that's major.
Yeah, yeah, before Science Friday. I mean, I can't think of a better way to follow that. Taylor, last Wednesday, mm-hmm. as in 2 days ago, we had a little idea for a show where we would play a physical media roulette. And, you know, I think, you know, not to like toot our own horn or anything, but physical media is a big deal. I mean, what better way can you have to support artists, especially in this day and age with lots of streaming services mm-hmm. that pay, you know, infinitesimal amounts of money to artists who are on these platforms. Mm-hmm. And so this is a chance to kind of look back through KFSK's archives and look back at the many tastemakers that KFSK has had throughout the years.
I like that description quite a bit.
Yes. You picked out a CD from random.
Yes, I'm not even sure what genre it is. What are the genres over there?
You're just pointing.
I know.
Over in that direction, it's either country or rock.
So we're either about to play a country or a rock album, and I'm not sure which one it is.
So, will you pick a number between 1 and 10?
7.
Okay. Let's see.
There's a certain level of fear with this game that we've created that I really enjoy.
I actually really enjoy it, too. You know, it boils down to this question of whether you believe in coincidences or not. It's like, either you believe in coincidences, or you don't at all. And I'm not going to ask you necessarily to extrapolate on your position on that statement. But either this is a very happy coincidence or it was meant to be.
I love that. Let's play that sick beat, I guess.
Yeah, this sick beat. Should I announce it before we listen
to it? Sure.
It's by the Marshall Tucker Band, the track you picked, Hillbilly Band.
Okay.
Corn liquor jar. Country blues. I'm gonna do a little chicken picking. I'm gonna do a little chicken picking.
Okay, that was our first track of Roulette. What was that again? That was Hillbilly Band by the Marshall Tucker Band.
Yeah, great.
I like that. That was actually really good.
I did.
To start the morning.
I did. What do they say? Corn liquor jar or something? There was a good lyric in there.
Yeah.
I was listening too intently.
I believe that was our
so,
country.
Because unbeknownst to some, we're in Petersburg, Alaska. And
you didn't know that?
You know.
Is this news?
Sometimes I feel like I'm actually in a snow globe, not in in a small little town on the Alaskan coast. Anyway, so all that by way of saying is we have a small Alaska section. What's the title of this CD? Or the artist?
Alaska's Hobo Jim.
Yeah. So how many tracks are there?
There are 10, if you would like to choose a number between 1 and 10. This is from his album, Lost and Dying Breed.
Yeah. How about 4?
4. That is called Maple Syrup on Flapjacks. Okay, let me see if I can get this queued up really quick. okay, we're going to play Maple Syrup and Flapjacks.
I think you know, darling, why I must go and just where I am wanting to be. Soon I'll be up in the snow where the winds howl and blow. The North Country's calling on me. And it's maple syrup on flapjacks and red suspenders on. Love the sound of fallen trees. I'll miss you when I'm gone, when I'm gone. By an oil-burning lamp in a cold logging camp, I'll be writing my letters to you. And I've been there before, and I'm longing for more. It's a dream that I just must pursue. And it's maple syrup on flapjacks and red suspenders on. I love the sound of fallen trees. I'll miss you when I'm gone, when I'm gone. Shining bright and the coyote singing his song. My darling, it's true, I'll be thinking of you. Still I know this is where I belong. And it's maple syrup on flapjacks and red suspenders on. I love the sound of fallen trees. I'll miss you when I'm gone, when I'm gone. It's maple syrup on flapjacks and red suspenders on. I love the sound of fallen trees. I'll miss you when I'm gone, when I'm gone.
Okay, that was Maple Syrup and Flapjacks by Alaska's Hobo Jim, his album Lost and Dying Breed.
I like that.
Yeah, that one was fun. That was good. Another random selection from me, Ringo Starr.
Okay.
His album Time Takes Time. I have no clue what this vibe is going to be. I have 10 tracks. How about you choose again?
One.
Okay, let me figure out how to do this again. This is tragic that I don't know how to use our CD player. There we go.
But this is part of it. You got to have the literacy.
What did you say again?
One.
Okay. That shouldn't have been as hard as it was. Okay. the track that you have chosen is Weight of the World by Ringo Starr.
Mama just held on the best she could.
So that was the fifth Beatle, Rongo.
You're going to make some people really sad.
No, okay, I joke. That was Ringo Starr with his hit Weight of the World. I guess that was the first track.
Not to jinx it, but I think we're doing really good right now, knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
We've gotten some really good selections. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah, and so I got the turntable working.
We're going to try to play a vinyl if it works.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I picked out at random something from our soul section. This is Mission Search from 1987, I believe.
Ooh.
Yeah, 1987. And I would offer you to pick a number, but I don't really trust my abilities of like accurately picking out the right track. So we're just going to go side one, track one.
I think that's the move. I'm excited.
Okay. Wow, I was blown away by that.
That was so cool.
That was Mission Search. If you give me a second, I can find which track it was. Let's see. So, side one, that was Show a Little Love, that first one. Okay, so you picked out another one from mm-hmm. the rock section called by this artist called The Bee Stung Lips.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's their eponymous album name too. So it's
I'm
The Bee Stung Lips by The Bee Stung Lips.
Yes.
Why don't you pick either 2 or 11?
11.
Okay. And we really have been delighting in the cover art.
Yes, it's a bunch of men in jars. Like their faces are photoshopped on top of some jars.
Uh-huh. This was made in 1994. And we're really enjoying the back of the vinyl on Mission Search because, like, the 80s outfits are great. Anyway, I guess it's come back around.
Since, it has. It's
our parents' generation, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember whether you put it in 1 or 2?
That's a great question. I think two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you say 11?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The Bee Stung Lips.
Pick up your carpet bag and come with me. Pick it up and bring it with you to the big city. Pick up your cantaloupe and put it in an envelope. Send it on a slow boat, end it on a low note. Baby, follow me to the city. Put down your mending page and finish up. Nobody's gonna miss the sight of our beat-up pickup truck. You've worn that frown for long enough. Let's blow this town with a huff and a puff. Let 'em eat our dust now, Shangri-La or bust now. Baby, our time here is all used up. Bright lights are calling me, and I want you by my side. When the novelty of this all wears off, together we decidedly satisfied. 20 years in to lose our lives in the fast lane. The spies haven't been cast in this on scene. Despite the fact that I met you here, I feel a lot better when we're in the clear. Trailers in a rear view, dealers looking confused. Baby, this town's lost in our game. The bright lights are calling me, and I want you by my side. When the novelty of this all wears off, together we decidedly satisfy. Thank you.
Hi.
Hello.
I really enjoyed the Bee Stung Lips.
I was into that. That was really good. I think we've only played good songs, in my opinion, so far.
I think we've either gotten lucky or unlucky, depending on your definition of fun.
Maybe we're just good at music.
Anyone have some music suggestions for someone who's new to it? Okay, so we're kind of coming to the end of this show.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in the folk section, and I picked out something by Ludin Wainwright III. So this is from his album Little Ship. Shall we jump into it?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, well, we need to pick a track. Okay. 1 through 15.
15.
Good. This one is called A Song.
That's really accurate.
Yeah.
Here's a song for someone else to sing, with a universal and generic ring. It's all about the same old stuff that you like and can't get enough of. How's about a minor chord right here? Wasn't that rather pleasant in your ear? And here's a song with not a lot to say, but when you see it, it'll sound okay. You bet there'll be a video, we'll flesh it out for radio. Now it's high time I play that change again. It's haunting you like an annoying friend. It's true that you like what you get, you get what you give up. God knows what the hell you like, that's why he's up in heaven. Here's a song I didn't even write. Came to me one rainy April night. I had been drinking, I was bored. Next to me our fat gray cat snored. I'm afraid it's time for you know what. The cat's awake, I fear I woke him up. So that's enough of that, now I'll shut up.
That was Ludin Wainwright's the track called A Song from his album Little Ship.
Yeah.
And the cover art is really a delight. It's him in a little, like, kid inflatable raft with the Titanic superimposed behind him.
Like, it's definitely a fun but bad Photoshop job.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the front of it is him looking back towards the Titanic, and then the back is him looking like he's paddling really hard. So I enjoy when people kind of have fun.
Yeah. With that. I'm glad we got to find this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Taylor, thanks so much for helping me do the Rising Tide show this morning.
Thank you for letting me be here and be weird and strange.
It really is a delight, and I'm just so appreciative of all of this music that's here, and what a way to discover things.
Yeah, and a very well curated interaction.